The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. For the Bridgeway Hotel, with a huge 7-metre screen you'll never want to leave. Make your way to the Bridgeway.
And talking about South Australian sport, you know we love this state and we are a very proud sporting state.
Yes.
But at times we are comfortable finishing second, middle of the road or last. In all our sporting teams in South Australia on a national basis. And I'm sick and tired of it. I'm fed up with it. The Adelaide Giants got beaten on the weekend.
Yep.
Right? They could have won their first championships after 40-odd years.
Yep.
Right? Had a great opportunity. Now, look, well done to get there, but not good enough.
Yeah. No one remembers second, Jazz.
Pardon? No.
No one remembers second.
Not at all. Not at all. So it just got me thinking about, you know, where's the overlap? You know, are we putting enough resources into these programs? And I'm talking about all our South Australian teams. You know, our Adelaide Quick Lightning girls, our bloody 36ers are on the nose at the moment. They gave up on the weekend. Yeah. All right, changes are coming. They're coming, but I just made some notes here. Adelaide United on the weekend, no Truisi, no Reds. And I had a, you know, United, I said PW. Crows girls, I got done on the weekend. Now, I know they won the flag last year, but this year... And no Randall, no Phillips. I wrote down here out of frustration.
Give them a couple of weeks. They'll finish last. They will not finish last.
Yeah, but I said that out of frustration because the girls were you know, they were brave, but not good enough. Yep. Our Redbacks have been poor.
They've been poor for a long time.
They've been on the nose. Our two respective footy clubs been on the nose, haven't they? They've teased and teased. So we've got to do more. The facility wise, we've got to have elite standards. We've got to have the best coaches in the world. That's what Fagan said when he got on board. We're going to get elite people around the program. Well, they haven't. They haven't got world class coaches and assistant coaches, have they? And science and really?
No, they've promised a lot.
And I know I'm being a bit critical, but I'm being honest.
Do you think? Yeah, I've got a question without notice for you, Jazz. Do you think, as a city, we put people up on the pedestal, sportsmen in this state on a pedestal, and they get comfortable?
Absolutely.
Because we're a smaller city, we are.
Yeah.
We put them up there.
Yes,
as soon as you start making it, you think you're a rock star.
And they,
all of a sudden, comfortable.
We do.
And then mediocrity kicks in and you get comfortable with it.
I totally agree with that comment. We do it all the time. But am I making a fair point or am I just waffling
100%, on 100%, Jazz. And you know why? Because we're passionate about sport in this state, and we want to win. We want Bray United.
Look at our Thunderbirds, our netball Thunderbird girls. They were the talk of the country.
Away.
Yeah, other states looked at our program in South Australia. Now, you know, and look, it'll change because I got a terrific coach in there in Tanya Obst. She'll change it, but laughing stock, little old Adelaide.
Yeah.
So something has to give somewhere. Our government, our councils, we've got to change that.
Is that money
mentality.
Related?
Oh, absolutely. It's resources.
Money. Resources, righto.
You know, I want to see us win silverware every year because then you become the sporting capital of the world.
And
Australia.
You.
I beg your pardon?
Yep. People try and emulate you when you're the best. So I think you've got a great point. I just don't know where you start. Is it money? Is it the way the programs are designed? Is it facilities? I think we need to look at all of them, but we need to start aiming for the sky, not being happy middle of the road. Mm. Almost happy not to be last sometimes, which I feel not the way we think.
I don't know, Bern. I've just been sitting on it, and when I saw the performances on the weekend, I go, here we go again.
You're frustrated. You text me.
Watching Adelaide United, seen the 36ers pass out, didn't even give a yelp.
Strikers a couple of days before.
Strikers, you know, and that I just go, come on, you know, we've just got to go that next step, where it's the same old New South Wales. They keep doing it. They keep winning premierships and bloody championships and Queensland and WA.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis for the Bridgeway Hotel with a huge 7-metre screen you'll never want to leave. Make your way to the Bridgeway.